Good morning to my listeners. I would like to welcome you to the Harris & Harris Wealth Finance in Stilettos teleconference series. My name is Danielia Harris, president of Harris & Harris Wealth Management Group, a firm focused on the financial success of women. The Finance in Stilettos teleconference series highlights dynamic and powerful women whose stories I feel should be shared to motivate, encourage, and enlighten women professionals and women business owners so they can make healthier financial decisions. Now, it is with great pleasure that I formally introduce our speaker for the day, Marcia Haygood. Marcia is a highly respected motivational speaker and a dynamic career and personal coach with a solid career development track record in corporate America. She is the founder and president of Stepwise Associates, which offers professional and personal guidance to individuals, corporations, and small business owners through coaching and motivational speaking. She was recently featured in the April 2012 edition of Essence Magazine, providing her dynamic and powerful advice helping women through career transitions. Marcia cultivated her coaching experience expertise during 25 years as a human resources executive, where she advised senior management and coached employees at all levels. In her last corporate position, she was Executive Vice President, Human Resources and Administration at New Line Cinema, a division of Time Warner. And I would like to add that in this position, Ms. Marcia Haygood was actually one of the highest-ranking woman of color in the company. Prior to New Line, Marcia held executive positions in human resources at Orion Pictures, among other companies. Other publications Marcia has been featured in for her contributions to corporate America include USA Today, the New York Times, New York Daily News, Essence, Ebony, and Heart and Soul magazine, and was featured in the book Speaking of Success, along with acclaimed best-selling authors Stephen Covey, Ken Blanchard, and Jack Canfield. Marcia is also the co-author of the Little Black Book of Success, Laws of Leadership for Black Women, which I have, published by Random House One World Press, dubbed as a mentor in your pocket. The Little Black Book of Success was nominated for the esteemed NAACP Literary Award. Hello and good morning, Marcia.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for inviting me to join you this morning. I am excited to be here speaking to you and talking about success and leadership and finances and all those good things that I love.
Well, thank you. I want to begin with you sharing a little bit of information about you personally and about your passions.
Wow. Well, I think the first thing that I will tell you is that my husband and I have been happily married for almost 27 years. We have four sons, a blended family, four wonderful sons. And I can tell you now that I am living my dream. I am the president and founder of Stepwise Associates, which is my own company that I started almost 6 years ago when I left the corporate arena. And everything that I have learned through my corporate experiences has sort of helped me be where I am today and have the company that I have today. So everything that I do, you know, I guess the best way to put it is that I am living my dream. Every single day is a good day. And when I say that to people, they sort of say, what you said, wow. And you know, their eyes get big and glass over. But I think it comes from making a plan and making a decision on what you want And then
right.
sort of going after it, not like, oh, my goodness, I have to be the biggest, the best, the you know, by tomorrow. But
right.
by making a plan early on so that those things that worry us, like finances,
mm-hmm.
don't have to worry us if we start doing things about that early on.
Mm.
So I say I'm living my dream. I have two homes. I go back and forth between New York and Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's cold on up north, I come south.
Right.
And I can work from anywhere because my business allows me to do that as a career coach. And as a motivational speaker, I can travel across the country and hopefully eventually internationally as well
mm-hmm.
doing motivational speaking.
Okay, okay. Well, let's kind of talk about, you know, your plan, because you did start your business. You left a great career in corporate America. You know, kind of describe for us, you know, what were the steps that you put in place so that you could walk away from that wonderful career in corporate America?
Wow. This plan took time. I can tell you that the very first thing that I did was say, okay, let me get my arms around those things that frighten me. Why are all the reasons that people say and that I was saying that I'd be nervous about starting a business or walking
okay.
away from a corporate job that was quite nice, by the way. I can tell you, I made nice money. I had some wonderful perks. I had good benefits. You know, it was okay.
Right.
Finances are number one. They come up as number one. What would I do if I didn't have this great paycheck coming in every 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
And so it required me taking a couple of steps to do that. One was going to see a financial planner and saying, okay, if I want to do this, what do I need? And we came up with a timeline, and for me it was 12 years.
Okay.
That if I did what I needed to do within a 12-year period, I should have what I needed to be able to walk away without the pain so much.
Mm-hmm.
Will. That 12 years, by the way, I will tell you now, turned to 14 years.
Okay.
But that was partially because, you know, you want to do some shopping when you want to do some shopping. And you right. dip into you dip into your pool when you want to dip into your pool. But that's okay. So it meant going to a financial planner. There's a couple of things that I also had to do.
Okay.
My husband and I had to do. And that was pay attention to where our money was going.
Okay.
And, you know, financial planners, and you know this, you do this all the time. You tell
mm-hmm.
people, know where you're spending. And
mm-hmm.
everyone thinks they know where they're spending, but until you start documenting it, you don't know where you're spending.
Exactly.
And you don't know where you can save.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell clients now, you have some hidden money that you could save if you paid attention to it. And
right.
that goes from not just what comes in every day, but, you know, how much coffee you buy, how much you're spending on your cable bill, how much is that cell phone costing? Can you call your credit card company and reduce your interest rate? And
right.
the first thing that I would tell people is make sure that your credit is good.
Mm.
Because you can get money when you don't need money.
Right.
You can always, the banks will run after you trying to give you money when you don't need it if your credit
right.
is good.
Mm-hmm.
When your credit is not good and you need the money, nobody's going to loan you a dime.
Right. Right.
So doing those things. So my credit was always good, and that meant paying your bills not on time, but maybe even a little early.
Okay.
You know, make sure now you can call up and pay a bill.
Right.
15 years ago, you had to make sure that the check was in the mail so it got there on the date before it was due.
Right.
You know, so you need to do those kind of things. And those will be helpful to you along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So starting with whatever it is you want to do long range, and then putting little steps in place. These are not hard things to make sure that you get what you want. So finances were important, making sure that you took care of your health, so knowing how much your health care bills would be were important, and we could talk more about that if you'd like. And then just deciding what those things are you want. I lived in New York all my life. I'm a native New Yorker.
Well, right.
You know what? I knew I didn't always want to be in the cold weather, especially as I got older.
Right.
So my goal was thinking about where I might want to live that was warm when I didn't work in the corporate arena, when I didn't have to get up and get on the train every day.
Mm-hmm.
What I'd like to be.
Right.
So it's sort of thinking through those kind of things. And we oftentimes don't give ourselves time to think. We don't allow ourselves to dream and dream big and then put a plan in place to do that. But finances are definitely important.
So when you talk about, you know, thinking about what it is that you wanted to do, what were some of the things that you did to give yourself that time to think through this process?
Oh, I put myself on my calendar.
Okay.
You know, make an appointment with yourself. If you are so busy, and I can tell you that my last job as EVP of Human Resources and Administration, I was in charge of 5 different areas and travel back and forth between New York and L.A. regularly.
Right.
So first of all, I had 5.5 hours on the train, on a plane every 5 weeks.
Okay.
I was going back and forth. So give myself time to think there. I spend time thinking on the train, going and coming. I'm a dreamer. So, you know, think of things. I talk about documenting your ideas. And, you know, in the Little Black Book of Success, we talk about, my co-authors and I talk about having a personal leadership notebook.
Mm-hmm.
In my personal leadership notebook, which I've always had, I had 2 things that some people don't do. I wrote down annual goals for myself, and I didn't make them so big that they were going to be crazy, but annual goals, things I wanted to accomplish in that year.
Mm-hmm.
And I also put down ideas. So any idea I had about anything, I'm pretty curious, and a lot of things interest me, but anything that I could think of that were ideas, I did a brain dump.
Mm-hmm.
Because that way you don't have to keep thinking of the same things over and over again. You can add to your ideas.
Right. I remember you sharing with us when you came to speak about how you carry around a notebook that's small enough to fit in your purse, so that then you could jot down things that come to you at a spur of the moment.
That's exactly right. I think it's important, because otherwise you think of the, you know, you have these good ideas, and then next week you say, "What was that good idea again? I can't remember what it was."
Mm.
So do that. And I think, you know, it's very funny. I do a tweet, a Facebook and tweet, motivational comment usually every morning on my Facebook and Twitter. And yesterday's said, smart people are not afraid to ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
So you talk to people. If you know somebody who's successful, or if you see someone who's successful, or if you see someone who you're inspired by,
right,
ask them how they did it.
Right.
You don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Exactly.
You ask questions, and you ask intelligent questions, not, wow, how did you get so much money?
Right.
What are some of the, you know, you ask questions like, what steps did you take to get started? You ask questions like you're asking me right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the tips that you would share with me, because eventually I want to start my own business?
Right.
What's one thing that you think I should make sure I do?
I'd
say to you, go get a financial planner and set a goal for yourself, a long-term goal for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Other people will tell you other things. Jot those all down and start living the way you want to be, the way you want to move forward.
Right.
Everything can help you move forward if you give it a chance.
Okay.
And it doesn't come quickly.
I understand. And I think that that's one of the things that a lot of people, we forget. Because we look at people like, you know, Oprah and Steve Jobs, and we're seeing the success, but we don't know the entire journey from when they began.
Right.
And we have
I
to keep
to
that
people,
in mind, that it was a journey.
Right. And I say to people, they should go back. If they admire those people,
mm-hmm.
they should go back and read their history.
Right.
And you'll see that it wasn't a journey for them either. I mean, it
mm-hmm.
wasn't a quick success for them as either. It was a journey for them as well.
Right. Another question that was coming to me was, you know, what do you feel is the key to your, or was the key to your financial success when you were in corporate America and now in your own business?
Mm. Wow. And I think they're different.
Okay.
In corporate America, it was about doing my job well, but also not being afraid to take on jobs that weren't my own.
Okay.
And you learn that over time. You know, I hear people say, I'm not doing that. That's not my job.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, if you can learn two things, you can learn other jobs, and you can learn what your company needs that no one is doing
mm-hmm.
or that people aren't doing well,
right.
you will be a valuable asset wherever you go.
Hmm.
Now, that means leaving your ego sometimes at the door.
Right.
But, again, it means you're doing it for you, not for the company. I'm not
right.
doing it for them.
Right.
And you're not. You're doing it for you.
Right.
And then you get to take ownership of it. So
would you consider yourself, when you were there, a problem solver?
Yes.
In the sense of, and maybe I'm not saying that correctly, more like where you saw an issue that may have been outside of your scope and you provided that, you searched out, well, how can I resolve this so that this helps me as well as it also benefits the company?
Yes, and let me give you a good example of that. And it's funny because one of the chapters in the Little Black Book of Success says, know that there's a game and accept that you must play.
Right. Yes, I remember that, yes.
And I think that that's important. Let me tell you that I started my career as a part-time receptionist in an HR department.
Okay.
With a college degree.
Wow.
With a college degree. Because my plan was to take this little receptionist job, work part-time, spend some time with my kids, and then go on to grad school.
Okay.
Okay, so I took this job thinking, it's a part-time job. It's a receptionist job. How hard could it be? I have a college degree. I'm smart. I'll sit and smile at people and say hello.
Mm-hmm.
And, do that for 6 months or so and then go to grad school.
Right.
I can tell you I never made it to grad school. And I can tell you that within that 6 month period, I became full time. I moved from receptionist to recruiter in an HR department without having any HR experience before that time.
Okay.
Because what I did was I saw a need. And the
okay.
need at that time was to make people feel comfortable, to ask them some key questions, to learn about them so you could decide whether you wanted to hire them or not.
Okay.
So while I was in that reception room, I could talk to people, learn a lot about them. I started feeding things to the recruiters about them.
Okay.
And the HR manager said, wow, you have a knack for this. You should be a recruiter.
Right.
So, again, it's taking a need, a filling a void,
mm-hmm.
and not being afraid to do that, and then doing it well. So
okay.
when she said to me, you should learn about recruiting, I said, oh, I probably should. And I started reading books on HR and recruitment, and then saw that, you know, NYU had a course at night that I could take. And I just
okay.
took it. It wasn't for them. It was for me.
Okay.
But I grew from that. So you have to be willing to step outside your comfort zone and do something that is of interest to you and
mm-hmm.
that will pay off for you in the long run. And in
okay.
turn, when it pays off for you, it also pays off for the company.
Okay, okay. Now, how do you feel you're a success, you're financially successful with your own firm now?
You know, at this point, I am, as I said, I'm living my dream. This is a passion of mine. I
uh-huh.
love, I first of all, I love to give advice. So I'm right in my comfort zone here. And
okay.
I love public speaking. So as a coach and a speaker and a problem solver, that all fits together in
mm-hmm.
what I'm doing. So I'm, you know, I'm doing what I love, so the money follows.
Right.
People, I'm living my brand. People know that they can tell me things and it'll be confidential.
Right.
When I talk to people about things, career and otherwise, I have lived through it. This isn't from a book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm living it. So when people
right.
say, I want to be a successful business owner, I'm doing that.
Right.
People say, I want to be an executive in my company. I've done that.
Right.
I want to have children and work. I've done that. I want to have a great marriage. I have that. So
right.
I can talk from experience and sort of guide people
mm-hmm.
Through some of the challenges that they will face, because it won't be easy.
Right.
But it won't be – it's not impossible.
Right.
So
okay.
I think that I'm helping my business in that way. And then the things that I don't know, I have no problem asking for help.
Right.
I still have, you know, of course, a financial planner in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I still ask people for guidance and support. I have a what I call a personal board of directors.
Mm-hmm.
And I also give back, because when you give back to your community and to people,
mm-hmm.
always, always, always comes back at you in some way.
Right.
And it can come back at you in the oddest ways and to the and from people who you never expect
mm-hmm.
will be able to help you, will be able to do something that for you or help you through something that you need.
Right.
So I say be nice to everyone.
Right. Right. Be nice to the receptionist. Be nice, you know, you just
exactly.
never know how information travels.
That's exactly right. And it does travel.
Mhm. I truly believe that. I truly believe that. Now, there was a statement when we talked some time ago that I have not forgotten, because I think that is just very, very key, and what you shared surrounding that statement was very impactful to me, so I kind of want you to talk about that. So kind of tell me or explain to me the relevance of the statement to you, "Begin with the End in Mind," by Stephen Covey.
Oh, yeah. It's one of my favorite quotes, and it's one of them. And I try to live by that. You know, I start with the end in mind. Come up with an idea and then work towards it. We're all so very busy. And although we have good ideas and dreams, we can get sidetracked
mm-hmm.
and distracted, if you will, because life gets in the way.
Right.
And before we know it, time has passed, and we've been taken off course, and we just sort of put our dreams in storage. I say when you come up with what you want, ultimately, you have to stop at certain points and say to yourself, is this going to help me get to that end result?
Mm-hmm.
But first you have to know what that end result, what you want that end result to be. And you can change it. It's yours. You know, success means different things to different people, and you can change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have a goal, an ultimate goal, everything can either be important or everything can be not important or everything will sidetrack you, and you're not curious and open-minded about things.
Mm-hmm.
So starting with an end in mind for me means that you look at what you want and think about the end results and how you want to accomplish those end results. And I just want to add something to that. You know, one of the things that I think is important is setting goals.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think all goals have to be long term. You know,
okay.
I actually put goals into really four buckets.
Okay.
And those are immediate goals, short term goals, long term goals, and then legacy.
Okay.
How do I want my grandchildren to talk about me? What do I want them to say?
Mm-hmm.
Legacy goals. You know,
okay.
That might be the start with the end in mind. That's the end.
Mm-hmm.
Long-term goals are things that, you know, are just way out there. When I said 12 years, I'd like to start my own business where I can give advice to people, do the things I love, travel across the country. That was a long-term goal.
Right.
The legacy is I want to give back to my community. I want to talk to people. Ultimately, I want a lot of people to say, you know what? She gave good advice. She was trying to help me live my dream the way she's living hers. That's
right.
Legacy.
Right.
So I think starting with the end in mind and sort of captures all of those things. But definitely goals are critical. And if you don't have time to stop and set your own goals, then you're doing yourself a disservice.
Okay.
And by the way, those goals also include financial. And you start off and you don't always make your financial goals. But at least you have a goal that you're going after.
Right. Falling a little bit short is a much better place to be than to totally miss the mark.
Or to totally not even try.
Right.
Absolutely. And I just want to say something because, you know, so often we're not paying attention to, when we go back to finances, to our money. You know, I was laughing with someone saying, you know, I've always had a 401k.
Right.
Okay? So and in the corporate arena, always had a 401k. Yet, oftentimes you put money in the 401k, you put it in whatever bucket you want to put it in, and then you never look at it again and like, am I making money? Am I not making money? And you're not financial savvy, so all you want to know is the end result.
Right.
Rather than working with someone like you to say, I have a 401k, help me decide which buckets they should be in. Somebody needs to monitor this for me. Maybe I need to switch. Do I have all bonds or all stock? What percentage should be what? That's not something that I enjoy doing.
Right.
I don't know how to do it well,
and
it's not something I enjoy.
Right.
I need to know enough about it so that I can ask good questions, but I need to leave that to an expert. That's you.
Right.
Thank you.
So
let the experts help you do what you need to do.
To
do your goal. And so I think that that's important as well.
Thank you. Well, I want to say thank you, Marcia, for sharing such powerful insights into, you know, the things that you've done to create success for you. I truly hope that as women listen to this interview that they will gather information that they can use immediately and some that they can use to make those goals that they have for their legacy and, you know, in the long term. So I truly appreciate the information you have shared.
Thank you so much. And I hope that your listeners will, and my listeners will, just think about what it is that they want to do, and if there's any way that I can help them as a career and life coach, they could definitely contact me.
Okay, give me your information.
My contact information is my company is Stepwise Associates.
Okay.
My website is www.stepwise.com. Associates. I'm based in New York and Florida. They can follow me on Facebook under Stepwise Associates as well. And just shoot me an email. Tell me if I can help you. You know, don't be shy about having someone else sort of help you through the process. I act as my clients. I say that I am your strategic thinking partner. Let me help you through this process, because in the long run, I tell you, it's a good thing.
I truly agree with that as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Can you also give your phone number?
914-965-1339. And my email is mhaygood, that's H-A-Y-G-O-O-D, at stepwiseassociates.com.
Thank you. Thank you again, Marcia. And
thank
I look
you.
Forward to hearing more from you. And, of course, you know I'm following you.
Well, of course. Thank you so much. And I'm following you, too, girl, because you have been just wonderful about sharing your financial wisdom with me as well. I appreciate it. And it's been wonderful speaking with you today.
Thank you. And I hope you have a great day today.
Thank you so much. And you, too. Have
All
a
right.
good day.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.